Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was getting a bit nostalgic the other day, remembering the way things used to be growing up in Fortuna some 60 years ago. Main Street was the highway, with one-load log trucks frequently rolling through town. In a matter of a couple of blocks, there was a grocery store, a hardware store, clothing and shoe store, pharmacy, doctor's office, five and dime, ice cream parlor, and sporting goods store. Most everything you really needed. We didn't go to the doctor's office very often. Instead, they came to the house with their little black bag. The Fuller Brush Man showed up at the door every couple of weeks, making sure we had cleaning things for the kitchen and bathrooms. Each week, the milkman brought 6-quart bottles of milk with a paper cap firmly placed on the top of each bottle. He dropped these off and picked up last week's empty bottles that we placed outside in the 6-pack carry container. The milk was milk. Not reduced fat 2% or low fat 1% or non-fat skim or semi-skim milk. It wasn't soy, rice, coconut, almond, or cashew milk. It wasn't lactose free. It wasn't labeled original, sweetened, unsweetened, evaporated, filtered, condensed, or ultra heat treated milk. The cap on the top of each bottle said milk. It didn't list calcium, potassium, phosphorus, vitamin A, B, B12, riboflavin, niacin, calories, or how much of that chemistry stuff you needed for your daily dose. It might have said pasteurized, I don't remember, but that would have been a good thing since pasteurization kills bugs. I didn't know if it said homogenized or fortified or contained RBST or not. I don't know what RBST is, but the FDA, AMA, World Health Organization, National Institute of Health and regulatory agencies from over 30 countries say this is an okay thing to have in your milk, so must be okay. I'm still puzzled by this almond milk. Milking an almond can't be easy, and it's probably done by folks who don't get paid very much, since they can sell this stuff for around $4 a half gallon. They say almond milk has just a little bit of protein, but it's original. Even though the carton doesn't say what an original almond is. That's okay, too. I've tried almond milk, and it's not bad, but my standards are also kind of low. If it helps me wash down my dry bran cereal that you really can't choke down without some liquid, then I'm fine with it. With all these different kinds of cow's milks and grain milks and everything else, I really do miss the milkman just showing up at the door. If he did, I can assure you, he wouldn't have cashew or almond milk. That's just plain nuts. Sorry. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.